Ministry podcast with your host Shamika the Real McCoy. We're not just a podcast, we're a community for McCoy Solutions University, an online platform for digital creators, business owners, entrepreneurs, and students looking to connect education and faith-based strategies by combining their personal and professional life to speak one language ministry in the marketplace.
Hello, hello, hello to wherever you might be listening from. You're like, hey, I recognize that voice. Who is that? Well, it is Shamika the Real McCoy, and I know it's been a while since we last connect, but God has released me back to podcasting. I'm super excited about that. I have an on-time, so well-needed word that I believe is going to speak to you guys today. So wherever you're listening from, if you're in your car, turn up the volume. If you're in your home or traveling, make sure you tune in and share this out, because this is a mighty word that you want to listen to today. Before I begin, I'm going to open up with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for rest. We thank you for the opportunity to reconnect, to rejuvenate us, to restore us, and being able to have an ear to hear your word. And so, Father God, as I deliver your word today, as an ambassador for you here in the earth realm, I pray that you be glorified in the lives of the listeners, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Guys, today's title is called I Want You Bad. Now, wait a minute. Let me let you guys know. When I first was given this message, immediately the first thing that I thought about was the song by the Jackson 5. Now, put a snap right now, a clap in the chat, or move forward if you thought about that thing too. Have you guys ever heard that song before? I Want You Back by the Jackson 5s. This is when Michael was little and he had his brother singing with him. And he was talking about feelings of regret and jealousy. And what the song really was about is that what he felt from seeing his girl in the arms of another man. They began to experience this regret and jealousy. And I'm talking a little bit about that today. And so Heavenly Father had me to look up the definitions. In case you didn't know, I am still a word girl. That means that the word is some type of way I'm attracted to what definitions mean, and as well attracted to the word of God. And so I was looking up the definition of regret, and it means to mourn the loss of a death. It means to miss very much and to be very sorrowful. And of that definition, the highlighted definition that came out to me was to mourn the loss or the death of something. I also looked up synonyms of this word. Some of the synonyms were guilt, penitence, remorse, repentance, self-reproach, and shame. The highlighted word that stood out to me was repentance. And part of that definition, I just kept going. I kind of could keep going in definition. You know, you look up one definition, it takes you to another word, and it keeps going. And so that's the path that I'm taking with you guys today as I break down this message, I Want You Back. And so this repentance, when I looked up the word penitence, it's the quality or state of being penitent. And that definition is the feeling or expressing humble or regret, pain or sorrow for sins or offense. Repentance. Having remorse. What is this? What is she talking about? And guys, I'm setting you up to take you into something good. And so this remorse is repentance. Repentance is taking us, it's an action or a process of repenting, especially for a misdeed or a moral shortcoming. You know, oftentimes when we hear this word repent, we think of that, you know, we're going before the priest or we're going before the church. We're sitting on that front row. We're confessing our sins in front of everybody. But really, have you ever thought about repentance as being a shortcoming? It's, you know, it's often broadly announced as being a sin, but it can be a shortcoming too. A shortcoming where somewhere in your life you fell short on something. There was a delay and you missed the mark. You missed it a little bit. And so here I'm talking more into that today. You're feeling this feeling of regret. That's kind of like what I felt a little bit, guys, from not podcasting. I'm going to be straight up honest with you, girl. I'm going to keep it real type of girl. Hence why my name is called Shamika the Real McCoy. And I felt this kind of sorrow of neglecting this podcast because, guys, God called me to this podcast. He called me to speak. He called me to minister the word of God in the marketplace. And I had a shortcoming where I kind of fell short, guys. I fell short of delivering what he called me to do. But you'll notice as I keep talking, I really had a moment of rest. And so I'm going to keep going. I don't want to get ahead of myself because this word is so good. It's going to speak within itself. And I had to come back to God and repent. And I had to repent from not podcasting the way he told me to. My mindset was set on, I'm doing this for marketing. You know, a little bit, it was set on that. You know, I'm doing this for the people. I believe that's kind of why God called me to record this podcast episode behind the scenes and not going live. It's like, well, can God trust you with what he called you to do? Ask yourself that question. Can he trust you with the assignment that he has given you to deliver? I'm here to remind you today is that God wants you back. He wants you back to what he has called you and delivered you to do here in the earth realm. What's your assignment? What has God called you to do in the marketplace? Who has he called you to minister to? Are you being faithful to that? And if you had a period of rest, perhaps you were like me. You're in a state of being contrite. I looked this word up, C-O-N-T-R-I-T-E. It's the feeling or showing sorrow or showing remorse for improper or objectionable behavior, action, etc. It is the ability to change one's mind. You felt this regret. Your mind was changed, and now you're coming back. God, the reality is things that you're beginning to feeling and the spirit that's developing in you is that God is pulling you. He's drawing you back. He's drawing you back to himself by this experience of having a broken heart. And this is also found in Psalms 51 and 17. It says, my sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. You, God, will not despise. That's the NIV version. Perhaps you like the King James version. It says, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart. Of God, O God, thou wilt not despise. Going back to the definition, I always heard this in church, a contrite heart. What does that mean? And it's the feeling of sorrow or remorse in your heart. God was drawing me back, guys. He's drawing me back to him to deliver his message in the marketplace to his people. God reminded me, just like the Jackson 5 in the song talking about, I want you back. That's how they were talking about regret and jealousy. God reminded me that he's a jealous God. He's a jealous God. You could be giving your time and energy to other assignments, but I'm here to remind you today that God wants you back to himself. He wants you back. Do you hear what I'm saying today? And so as I was going through this message, something else that dropped in my spirit is the snakes that God has delivered you from, they want you back too. And so the example that he gave me to give to you guys is, take this like dating. You know, dating is a good way to explain this, talking about like a dating relationship. Have you ever dated someone and when you guys broke up, you wanted them back? The reason you broke up is the same reason y'all not getting back together. It's because the relationship was unhealthy. You weren't producing any fruit. And guys, if you know, if you're not producing fruit in a situation, it's best that God prunes it. And right when you thought I was talking about a dating relationship between a male and a female, I'm talking about a spiritual relationship, guys. Jesus reminds us this of Luke 22 and 31. Jesus is talking to Simon Peter, and he says that Satan desires you. He desires to sift you as wheat. Have you ever seen a sifter? When I was a little girl, I used to peep in the kitchen while my mama was making a cake. And she would use this sifter. It was like a cup, and it had a handle. And you would squeeze the handle, and she would put the flour in the sifter. And as you squeezed the handle, there was this piece at the bottom that would shift the flour kind of back and forth, and then it would fall out at the bottom. God kind of just talked to me of this process of what the enemy wants to do with you. He wants to shake you up a little bit, like your wheat or like your flour, and prey on your life. But this is the good news. This is the good news. That's Luke 22, 31. But the good news, guys, is really dropped in verse 32. It says, but. The word but means stretch everything that was said before. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you turn back, strengthen your brother. Guys, this is a word. Can you imagine Jesus speaking directly to you? And he is through this podcast. He is through this message speaking to you, sir, ma'am. He's speaking to you that he wants you back to the assignment that he has called you to do. It may look like your faith has failed. It may look like it. But baby, what it looked like is not what it always is. And God has strengthened you. And when he strengthened you, strengthen your brother. That's why I'm here speaking today, to strengthen you, to encourage you, just like he did for me. I have to pause for a moment to personally thank God for prayer. You know, I thank God for praying for me. God is sitting on the right-hand throne of the Father right now, interceding on our behalf. He is interceding for us. He's praying for us that you win. He wants you to win. He wants you to succeed in what he has called you to do. And guys, let me tell you the truth. I personally have to thank God for prayer. I have seen prayer witness and manifest within my life, and I thank God for it. I thank God personally for the prayers of Mr. and Mrs. Al and Shirley McCoy. Those are my parents. Hey, I thank God for these prayers. You know, God prays for us. God is Jesus Christ, and in case you didn't know, FYI, he prays for us. He assigns others to pray for us as well. So guys, we're not in this thing alone. So I thank God for the prayers of my parents. Also, I looked in scripture, and Timothy said he thanked his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice for their prayers. They prayed for him. Guys, prayers is powerful. This is found in 2 Timothy 1 and 5. I'm a word girl, so I'm always dropping scripture. And I always like to let you guys know where this is found. So you're going to look in the show notes, and I'll have the scriptures linked there as well. And so just to read that scripture a little bit, it says, Paul was reminding him that I have called to your remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwell first with your grandmother Lois and with your mother Eunice. I am persuaded is in you also. Guys, that's good. That's good. That's good. God is reminding us of the spirit of prayer. And that's what's really drawing us back. God is drawing us back to himself. Every time I ponder on that thing, I have to dig this a little bit deeper because my mind is fascinated with the word. Guys, the word reveals so many hidden secrets. The word of God is what I'm referring to. And if you ever want to know more about God, begin looking for him in his word. Luke 22 and 31, the commentary shares that Satan wants to crush Simon Peter and the other disciples like a grain of wheat. He hoped to find them in this blown away position. But Jesus assures Peter that his faith, guys, although it became faltered. And you guys, if you want to dig a little bit deeper into there, go to the book of Luke. You're trying to find out what happened to Peter. What happened? You know, we all know how Peter denied Jesus three times. He got a little bit shaky. He wanted to remind him that it would not be destroyed. And the commentary tells us that it will be renewed and Peter will become a powerful leader. So today, guys, I want to share with you a few instructions on how to come back after a period of rest. I've heard a minister say when I was younger, he said that your setback is really a setup for your comeback. He said that thing stuck with me. And so I want to remind you today that you took a moment of rest. I rested a little bit from this podcast, guys, but I'm back. I have been encouraged and strengthened to speak more into you guys' life. And I pray that this word speaks into your life today. So step number one on how to come back after a period of rest is that God remind me that you have to renew your mind. Let me tell you how God set this thing up. I called my father today, my earthly father. Shout out to Mr. McCoy. I love him dearly. And we had a good, juicy conversation. My daddy dropped several nuggets, guys. And one of the nuggets that he dropped is, have you ever had somebody to say, hey, I know you. I know you. And so it's like people often say this sometimes when they see that you have been transformed. They see that you're changing, but they don't understand the process. And so what they're trying to tell you is, I know you. But what they're saying is they know of the old you, behavior and action on how you used to act on something. Guys, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but you have now become renewed in your mind. That's where we at right now. That's probably a good setup, is that Father, my earthly father, he also said that when we're looking in the mirror, we're looking at an earthly shell that houses a spirit. And so the real you, guys, the real me, is a spirit within my earthly body. This spirit has to be renewed. It has to go through a renewing transformation process. And you know where it takes place? I hear you guys out there saying that you know this renewing takes place in your mind. It takes place in your mind. And Father, my earthly father, reminded me of Romans 12, 1 and 3. And I'm going to turn to that, guys. If you hear some pages going in the background, it's because I have my Bible open. And I'm going to go ahead and turn. It says, a living sacrifice. As we're talking about personal relationship now, personal relationship with the Father. It says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, and view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, a holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. In some version of the Bible, it says this is your reasonable service. Verse 2, do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. I want to remind you guys today that the renewing begins in your mind. You took this period of rest, but now your mind is being renewed. It's being restored. And my second point today is being restored by, you have to re-educate your mind. You know, when you rest, you have to remind yourself that we got to walk this thing out with the Spirit. We have to walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. What does this mean, guys? What does it mean to walk in the Spirit? Well, the example that my father shared with me, I love it how God uses humans to deliver His word. And Father God was using my earthly father to speak to me, to speak to you today. And it says that my earthly father reminded me is that the more you get rid of your flesh, he said, let me back that thing up. May I say, the more you get rid of yourself, more you get rid of self. And I'm going to be honest with you guys. I was on the line with one of my best friends, and she helped me make an important decision. And the decision was based on, do I take it right now or do I wait on God? And see, guys, it was a part of myself said, give it to me right now. But honestly, if I took it right now, it comes at a cost. And that's what I want to ask you guys today in this period of rest, in this period of setback. It might be something different for you. And so my rest from the podcast, honestly, guys, became from several different things that took place in my life. I had quite a bit of transition, relocation, different movement. And all through I had these things occurring in my life, it caused me to set back a little bit. And my Father God had to remind me, girl, you've rested long enough. So, sir, ma'am, whoever you are out there, I want to remind you that you have rested long enough. And Father God is calling you back. He's calling you back. First, you renew your mind, which is connected to your spirit. Then you re-educate yourself by walking in the things of the Spirit. And saying no to the things of your flesh. Saying no to the I and the self. You got to get rid of it. And a good scripture to encourage you in this process is Romans 12 and 5. Because we all know that just like God is pulling you back to Himself, there is an opposite. There is a resistance that's pulling you in a different direction. And it's like this tug of war that's going on in your mind. God, this is why we need prayer. This is why you need men and women of God praying for you. As I'm going to go into prayer a little bit more in depth at the end of this podcast episode here, my father reminded me, my earthly father, you need to be connected to people praying for you, full of the Holy Spirit, so that could rub off on you. Romans 12 and 5 tells us that those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires. But those who live according with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. And what is it that the Spirit desires for you guys today? Send me an email. Tell me about it at ministry, MINISTRY, at McCoyMarketingSolutions.com. I'm going to drop that link in the show notes for you today. What is it? What is it that if you need some help understanding what is it that God desires for you, contact me. I am a business marketing coach who operates and moves by faith. And so let me know. Talk to me about that. Let me know if you need some help in that process. I can help you. You need help developing that, strategizing. I can help you. Call back to your assignment. What is your assignment in the market realm? What is your assignment? And so the last point I want to direct you guys on is to recognize and redirect. That's what I'm here to do as a coach. Now, my bishop, I'm a member, proud member too, of Faithful Central Bible Church in Inglewood, California. My bishop, Kenneth C. Almer, he spoke during Holy Convocation 2024. And he said, have you recognized, you have to discern that there's a trap of the enemy that he sets. Satan is trying to desensitize sin. He's trying to make you feel or see sin and have no response. See, I'm going to elaborate on that some because I've talked about a contrite heart earlier. And we talked about how you experience this feeling of remorse for a shortcoming. And so I want to remind you, wherever that shortcoming was, is that Holy Spirit is drawing you back. Holy Spirit is drawing you back. And so this desensitized process of you was gone too long. This desensitized process, God is calling you back. And so in the Amplified Version, I kind of kept moving and kept going, still stirred up from the conversation that I had with my earthly father today. In John 10:10, it says that the thief comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. I told my daddy, my earthly father, that I've heard that saying so many times. The thief, we all know now that the thief is the devil, it's the enemy. He's coming to steal whatever you once were doing. He wants to steal from me speaking to those in the podcast by trying to disrupt me or distract me. That's the word that I'm looking for. Trying to distract me from what the assignment that God has focused and called me to do. And I'm called to this podcast to speak into your life, those who are attracted and moving and operating in the marketplace. So if you've been called to the marketplace and you still have to represent God in that place, that's what I'm here doing as a business ministry coach. And so this scripture goes on to say, God, this is what blessed me, is that I read the rest of that scripture. Sometimes we stop and don't continue to move forward. And the rest of that scripture says that this is Jesus speaking because it's in red. I have come that you might have life and might have it to its full. That's what the Amplified Version say. The King James Version says, have life more abundantly. And that's where I'm going to wrap this thing up today, is that, guys, God has come. So you took this period of rest. You know, this took this period that was looked like it was a setback. And in this period, various things took place in your life. Perhaps some things were even taken from you in your life. But I'm here to remind you today that God wants you back. He wants you back to moving and operating in the fullness, in the abundance that he has called you to. Yes, you hear him calling you. You hear him speaking to you. And so I'm going to wrap this thing up in a prayer. Father God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus, being able to minister and release this episode in the marketplace today. I thank you, Father God, that you are calling people back to yourself, back to you. And Father God, you're doing this by renewing their minds. You're re-educating them on what's in your word, and you're giving them the spirit of discernment to be able to recognize and redirect into the direction that you have called them to today. So God, I am celebrating with my sister, with my brother, who's saying yes to the comeback. They're saying yes to Father God. We could just pick up where we left off. And so, God, I want to remind them today, as I'm speaking to your people, is that God has grace upon you. God has a grace for your life today. Don't get so caught up on this period of rest that you took. Be reminded today that God has grace. He has mercy, that you can pick back up right where you guys' relationship left off at. God is calling you back to Him, back to spending time in His Word, back to speaking of Him in the marketplace, back to talking about the Father. My earthly father reminded me of it. It's a scripture in Deuteronomy that talks about, speak about the Lord when you're in your car, in your home, when you're going about different place to place, speak about the Lord. And I'm here to remind you in this prayer, is go back to talking about Him. Talk about His goodness. Talk about how He's a deliverer. Talk about how He set you free. Talk about His delivering power. And so He's calling you back and you've given Him your yes. And so guys, in an episode to come, I'm talking about how to move forward, how to become after you've said yes to this calling. You said yes to something, and now how do you become? How do you walk into that thing? So I pray, guys, that this word that I delivered, that I spoke today, that it ministered to your life. It was so good, so good, such good tea when God dropped this in my spirit.
Thank you for listening to another episode at What's Your Ministry Podcast. Don't forget, real ministry goes beyond the Sunday morning podium into our everyday lives. Connect with us at McCoy Solutions University and at McCoy Solutions_ on all digital platforms. Have a blessed day.